This Sunday in Saanich, it was clear who stole the spotlight. On August 17, more than 8,000 people and their four-legged companions packed Gailey Farms for the 13th annual Day of the Dog, where pooches of all sizes, shapes, and breeds turned the farmland into a field of wagging tails and joyful barks. Event organizer Jordan Illingworth was glad to see this year's turnout for what many have dubbed Coachella for dogs. Although the day was filled with energy and excitement, Illingworth described the event as a therapy session for everyone in attendance. "First and foremost, this event is like an instant antidepressant," she said. "You're just surrounded by nothing but dogs." Event organizer Jordan Illingworth poses alongside Cora at 13th Day of the Dog. Olivier Lurin, Saanich News. While the event was packed with activities for furry friends, from doodle, wiener dog, and Frenchie races to a pool party and a pie-eating contest, there was plenty for humans too, including food trucks and a crowd favorite, puppy yoga. And thanks to Gailey Farms for providing the venue, the event offered a unique experience for dogs and their owners alike, explained Illingworth. "Normally the train rides and the corn maze are not dog-friendly. But for one day only out of the year, on Day of the Dog, they're pet-friendly, so it's just a really nice way to connect with our local farmers, in a really beautiful venue where you can hang out with your dogs," she said. For Marshall, who was crowned fastest corgi in town at the latest Cook Village block party, the event was all about rolling in something gross, going for a swim, and making new friends, said her owner Candace. Marshall enjoys a pup cup at the 13th Day of the Dog. Olivier Lurin, Saanich News. "It's so nice that the community and all the local businesses get together," she said. "There should be more dog-friendly events like this, especially at this time of year." For Earl, the best part of the celebration was rummaging through nearby kiddie pools for his latest squeaky toy, said her owner Sam. Earl proudly poses with her squeaky toy at the 13th Day of the Dog. Olivier Lurin, Saanich News. Starting over 13 years ago in the capital city, the day-long festival has since grown to a North American circuit with stops in Vancouver, Calgary, Los Angeles, San Diego, Tucson, and potentially New York City next year. "We never anticipated it turning into this type of like being a full-time job for us," said the organizer. "It was started because we just wanted to highlight local businesses and give rescue organizations a platform to be able to raise funds and also to throw a community event, once a year, to celebrate the bond that owners have with their pet and all the things that dogs give to us." Surprised by the event's success, Illingworth described the festival as a cultural movement, influenced by each city it visits. "It's really interesting because the event itself is the same in every city we go to. But the feel of the event is very different in every city," she said. "Victoria, it's very community-minded, while Los Angeles is absolute chaos because there are dogs absolutely everywhere." While the event shows no sign of stopping, Illingworth said that coming back year after year to Victoria holds a special place in her heart, where a simple idea blossomed into a full-fledged event attracting thousands of people across North America. For more information about the event, visit petapaloozawest.com.